Earlier this month, President Trump made a major announcement that he created a deal with pharma companies to cut the price of blockbuster weight loss medications. And he called it a major win for his administration and for increasing drug affordability. And when you think about the amount of people, including here in Connecticut, who have started to use weight loss medications, you may think that this is a big win. The deal is expected to significantly expand access to GLP-1 drugs like Wegovy and Zepbound for people in Medicare, many of whom will now get coverage to use the therapies specifically for weight loss. Novo and Lilly will sell their treatments to Medicare, according to reports, currently with the list prices at around $1,000 a month and the reduced prices more like $250 a month. But the big question that I have is, when you hear news like this, what does that mean for the amount of people who already use these drugs? But there's a lot who are on the fence because the biggest thing holding them back from trying it was the price. And then when you think about, it's not a drug that's a quick fix and then you move on with your life. A lot of the time, these drugs are being used for the rest of your life. And so think about it. Somebody like me in my middle 30s, you're talking about, God willing, knock on wood, if I live another 30, 40 years, which is pretty plausible, right? You're talking 75. You're talking about decades of using this same drug. And even if you're somebody who's already in your 60s or 70s, you still are talking about maybe needing it for at least a decade, two decades. That's not out of the question. So I wanted to get perspective on this. And we are connecting now with Dr. St. Pierre, Hartford Healthcare. And Dr. St. Pierre, thank you for being back with us, a medical weight loss specialist with St. Vincent's Medical Center specifically. Let's talk about the Trump administration recently announcing a deal aimed at lowering the cost of GLP-1 weight loss drugs. And what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think this is probably going to be a pretty significant improvement and access to these medications across the board for most individuals, and I think especially fixed income, lower income individuals. Some of the things that they announced are going to be roughly at least a 50% price reduction at retail for the medications. I think some of the big things right now with these meds over the last couple of years is, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you're looking at anywhere from $1,300 to $1,000 a month retail, you know, direct price, which is like an insane amount of money for a medication that you're potentially going to be on for possibly forever, possibly there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now these programs are out where in the last year and a half or so, you could basically get them for $500 a month. I mean, I think it was back in August, they announced Costco, be able to get Ozempic at Costco for $500 a month. And so through the Lilly Direct program, you're looking at getting Zepbound for $500. So just within the last couple of years, you're seeing that nice drop. And now the administration is trying to take it even further. And they're saying that initially they're going to try and have retail price drop to $350 with a goal within the next 2 years of going down to $249.
I mean, that's a huge drop. And I'm wondering if you think when you have that kind of a price drop, if you're going to see more Americans then try this weight loss medication.
Yeah, I think it definitely begins to open the door for a lot of people. And I think what's fascinating here is there's a CMS pilot program that Medicaid and Medicare is going to start with these meds. I believe it's 2026 for Medicaid and 2027 for Medicare. The states will have to be able to opt in to get that $249 retail price. At least how it works, I believe, here in the state of Connecticut, if you're on Medicaid, I don't believe you really pay for your medication. So it'll be very interesting to see how the state kind of steps in, at least in Connecticut here, to see how they're going to do that. If they're going to keep it as a zero for the patients in the program if they choose to opt in, or if they're actually going to have a little, you know, price attached to that. It'll be fascinating. But with Medicare, the administration is saying that it's going to be $50 a month, which is, I don't know where they got that number from, but that's going to be a pretty significant improvement because Medicare is really complicated with how they have managed Medicare, Medicare Part D, supplement plans. I can tell you a lot of times when patients come in to see me and they say they have sleep apnea and they qualify to be on something like Zepbound, I don't really know what it's going to cost them. Like, I go through the whole process and I've seen things $25 a month, and I've seen like 700. And I know that there's a cap, a yearly cap now with Medicare pricing. So it's actually really interesting because I think they're going to really begin to start to fix some of those items.
So I was going to ask then again, Dr. Joseph St. Pierre is here, a medical weight loss specialist at St. Vincent's Medical Center under Hartford Healthcare. And I'm curious if this is really, again, I want to say plausible. So I know Wegovy and Zepbound were brought up. There are obviously other weight loss medications on the market. Do you feel like those prices are going to come down? And then my other question for you, Dr. St. Pierre, is do you feel like people are going to basically find more ways to get on these medications? So right now, as you mentioned, sleep apnea is one of the, I'm going to call it the go-arounds, if you will, because at first these were kind of more for people who had diabetes or, you know, certain specific issues that made them get on it. But especially now that you're making it more affordable, I just feel like we're going to see a major uptick. And I just don't know how plausible or sustainable it is that we have the prices this low and that you're now going to have an influx of people now getting on it. Like, do you feel that people are going to kind of bypass whether or not they really need to use weight loss medications, especially when the prices are so good?
Yeah, I think this is a really good question because I could tell you from what I see in my practice, especially with regards to hesitancy, you know, price being a big issue, right? But it's not necessarily an upfront issue, but some people, and I don't blame them because this has been an American cultural thing with how we treat weight, they don't see weight and obesity as a chronic disease. So the expectation is that when they drop the weight, they're just going to come off the medication. And so they don't recognize that, or they don't see that when you go to stop the medication, after a certain amount of time, when it goes to wash out, you start to get that hunger again, that urge, the drive, that food noise comes back. And you start to see that usually 4 to 5 weeks after being off. And so there's this bridge of, okay, I'm just going to drop the weight and come off the medication. That's my expectation. And then you come and talk to a provider, a physician that knows how to do this and do it safely. And suddenly you're talking about forever. There's a big shock to that. So even if we do overcome the price, it's going to be overcoming that shock of change of cultural thinking, how we're actually treating this. As I see that as a very big barrier, even within my practice.
Dr. St. Pierre, I want to thank you so much for weighing in on this and certainly let us know any updates as we move forward from this announcement. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And actually, just today, Novo Nordisk said that it is going to start selling its popular weight loss drug Wegovy for $349 a month to cash payers. And this is months ahead of the timeline that was set out by the Trump administration. That same cash price will apply to most doses of Novo's diabetes drug Ozempic, according to the company, except the highest 2 milligram dose, which will remain at $499. So we're going to continue to follow this very closely, but already seeing movement happening. And again, anticipated by doctors like Dr. St. Pierre, that more and more people are now going to be getting on this weight loss medication.